Hey guys, it's Lofnan, and I thought that tonight would be a really fun night for just like the January Fantasy Monthly Update type of thing where I just kind of masturbate and I tell you about an idea that I've had and you guys tell me if you like it. My previous two ones, one was taken by tieflings. I'm still working on the script. I promise I am going to get it done. It's just I needed to give it more of a plot structure. And that took some thinking beyond just horny thoughts. And I also had an Omegaverse one that I talked about. And I'm going to be doing that one as well. Just, I didn't have the brain power for it today because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. It's been a day. Anyway, I thought I would share with you guys what I've been thinking about because I have a couple fantasies I've been thinking about a lot. So let's see how many we can get through and how long I'll last. Probably not long, knowing me, because I'm really fucking horny right now. I literally like edged myself all day for this because I was like, I want to make this good for them. I want them to hear everything. I was taking off my sweatshirt. Fuck. Starting with my fingers, just too slowly rubbing my clits. I'm on my knees. Legs spread. Fuck, that feels good. All right, got my vibrator. So, my first one, this might be a little weird for people, but it involves spanking. Specifically, I really fucking love the idea of putting a vibrator in someone, right? So like it would be you were bad and you need to be punished, or like maybe you asked for it. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. And then you would bend over my lap. And before we start the spanking, I would take a little vibrator and tease you with it a bit. And then I'd stick it inside you. Make sure it's touching all those all those special little spots that send sparks and things. Oh, that's good right there. But yeah. From there, after it's in there, I would ask, what did you, why are you over my knee? Why are you here in this position? And you would either answer truthfully or not. And then either way, I would spank you. And I would keep spanking you, and it might even turn into a more of a type of like a lecture thing, like this is why mommy needs to be here. This is why mommy has to take care of you because you don't even know what you want or what you need. And the vibrator would start increasing with intensity as the spanks go get more intense, and they get, oh fuck, and they get harder. Oh fuck, and you feel the pain blossoming over your ass, but it doesn't hurt. At least you don't think it hurts because it's so warm and pleasant, and you can't help how turned on you're getting, whether it's from spanking or the vibrator. Oh, and you don't even talk, you just let out noises, and you start crying, and oh, fuck, eventually you come while bent over my knee like that, and of course that would lead to more patronizing, more like, oh, I should have known what a naughty little thing you are. You can't help yourself, can you? Couldn't control your body's reaction, poor thing. So pathetic and needy for me. And then it would cut to, well, it would lead to, maybe is the better thing, me rearranging you on my lap. And then of having you bounce on my strap, saying if you wanted to come so badly, all you had to do was ask. If you wanted to be fucked by a real cock or something, all you had to do was ask mommy and remember your manners. And then we would both come like that because, oh, fuck. I'd use like a double ended strap on or something so it'd press against my G spot every time. You made a connection. Oh, and it'd feel so good. And you'd come again, and I would come, and then we could just cuddle until we fall asleep, all sweaty and stuff. Oh, fuck. That's my first one I've been having. Oh, fuck right there. And I've been thinking about that one a lot, like every time I masturbate a lot. Right there. I've had a couple others too, of course. Another big one being the idea of being someone's first at like a free use party. Like, oh fuck, you're my sub. So I get to be the one that fucks you first, and I get to be the one that fucks you last, and everyone else who fucks you gets to, because it's for me. It's, I like to watch you getting fucked and that kind of a thing, but only I get to make you feel this good, right? And every single time, you would be taking it, and I'd be telling you to say thank you and all that kind of a thing, making sure that you felt oh so good. I might even edge you once or twice like this, showing everyone what a good little slut you can be for me. Oh, and they would all be touching themselves, watching you, the star entertainment. And they would all know they only get to touch you because of me. And that they only get this opportunity because I'm being so generous with you. And that you better not embarrass me, that you better make me proud, that you better not let all that training go to waste. Oh, fuck. And eventually, this would lead to me coming inside you and something, and then letting someone else step up and have their way with you. And I would get to watch it. Maybe I'd have it set up so that you have headphones on so that no one else can talk to you because you are mine after all. So you should really only hear my voice, so you should really only see me. I could be telling you in graphic detail about what everyone else is doing to you, whether there's some guy stroking his cock next to you or some girl about to shove her wet pussy in your face for you to eat. Oh, fuck, it could be so fun. And the entire time you would just be blindfolded and helpless, completely subjected to whatever I tell you. And who knows if I'm even telling you the right information, right? Because it's not like you need the right information when your job is to just be a fuckhole for others. When your job is to just be pretty and to take it. Oh, fuck. I could even maybe involve a little bit of hypnosis or something, proving your training, or maybe. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. I need to go down. I'm gonna come too fast. I'm gonna come too fast if I keep doing that. And then my final fantasy I've been having a lot of. Oh, and it's a lot of this one. I've been thinking about like a whole, like actual type of, pet type of situation where the person doesn't actually have any rights and they're happy about it. Oh, maybe they're full-time living as like a pet or something. And oh fuck. And they eat out of bowls on the floor and they wear a tail and everything and there's a pretty collar and they're not. Oh fuck. And that would be obviously really something like like a gentle femdom type of situation, maybe. Like, you're clearly too stupid to take care of yourself. You're just an animal. You're just a pet. It's clear you need someone. Oh, fuck. Who can train you and teach you what's right and what's good for you? Oh, right there. Oh, fuck. That feels so
good. I am trying to think. I really am. I'm trying to get the words out. But when I put it up to the setting, it's just like my brain short circuits. Oh, fuck. Oh, right there, right there, right there. Fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. I feel so fucking good. Oh, yes. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, I can't help it. It feels so good. I can't even think. I can barely speak. Oh, fuck. The only thing I can focus on is how good my clit feels. How good it feels against it. Fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, and I think. So maybe next time I shouldn't edge all day because I think I came in less than 10 minutes. You live and you learn.